You are back to the Sunday Business Show, where we keep business real, and I am Conal O'Moran. And real it is again today. In a minute, we're checking out what's going on at Nurofen, Dettol and Durex maker Reckitt Benckiser, our business behind the brand. Then we're talking to one of the women behind a female student leadership conference, unique in Europe, that is a portfolio investment management as part of it. And then we go to Gym and Coffee, the athletic wear maker that has ambitions on the US market. And where else would you get it? We have a wannabe astronaut who'll be telling us about her side hustle, and we have a startup that's trying to figure out what VR, that is virtual reality, is going to do to your 10 to 12 year old child's head. But first of all, the excitement. It is coming up to Science Week, because tomorrow, from the 12th until the 17th November, it is Science Week 2017, and the Science Foundation Ireland is calling on everyone to use the hashtag stop and ask to ask questions about the world around them. Is there any question you'd love to know the answer to? Science Week, through SFI, the festival partners, research centres and events participants, aim to answer as many questions you have as possible through using this hashtag. We have, listen carefully, we have an iPad to give away, and Dave Moore from the brilliant Dermot and Dave show has something he wants to ask you.
Dave's World, Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Did you know that while in space, the Skylab astronauts grew 1.5 to 2.25 inches due to spinal lengthening and straightening because there was no apparent force acting on their bodies? Can you tell me, what is the lack of force on a body also known as?
Now, you do know we do the world's easiest quiz, but Ruth Devaney, the producer, has put me under severe pain not to tell you the answer. But one of the words might be gravity, and the other word might be zero. 0874-100-102. She didn't hear me. 0874-100-102. And for more of Dave's World, listen in Tuesday to Thursday at 11 a.m. Dermot and Dave, back on Today FM. Tomorrow from 9 a.m. Straight into business. Reckitt Benckiser. Now, there's a name that trips off the tongue, not. But if I said to you, it's the company that makes brands like Nurofen, Strepsils, Gaviscon, Durex, Scholl, Vanish, Dettol, and Chillet Bang, then you'll say, but of course. Now, as all of you in business know, all businesses run into problems, and business is about getting out of those fixes, finding and effecting solutions. We like effecting solutions. Reckitt has run into such a problem this year, as well as overall consumer goods sector experiencing slowing growth due to own brands taking up more shelf space. Reckitt was also hit by computer hackers. When it rains in business, we know it pours. In June, the shares, which trade in sterling, were at £80 sterling. 4 months later, they're down to £65 sterling. So is this a terminal decline, or is it a great time to buy some great brands? Bernard Swords of Goodbody joins me in studio today to talk about the business behind the brand, Reckitt Benckiser. Am I even saying the right name there? Reckitt Benckiser, which is that what you would call it?
Yes, officially they actually changed in 2014 to Orb.
I saw that on their Twitter. They are Discover Orb.
Yeah. But I'm not sure that's better than Reckitt Benckiser, but anyway. Anyway. They picked Orb.
The doo-doo has hit the fan.
Yep. It's a tough year for Reckitt's this year. So over the last number of years, you would have had growth rates between 3 and 5% organic growth rates, and you're down basically to zero this year for Reckitt's. Some of it is problems that we think will pass, and then there's question marks about whether they have longer-term problems. So shorter-term problems, India, they demonetized, they brought in a new VAT system in India, so that has caused a slowdown in the economy.
They demonetized.
Yes, they withdrew...
WTF, as they say.
They withdrew 500 and 1,000 rupee notes. So if you had them, you had to bring them in, you had to bring them into a bank.
Is it Mr. Modi, isn't it?
Yes, it's reforms in India. So that's caused a slowdown, but that started last year. The sales tax was brought in this year, so there are problems in India, but we think they should pass. As you say, the cyber attack hit them. And Reckitt would be a bit more exposed to that because it is a very tight operation and production-wise. So if you go in and anyway disturb the production system, it does take them. They will lose a lot of sales in the process. I suppose a third thing in the background is they made their biggest acquisition in February, Mead Johnson. the baby formula company, number three in the world.
I think that was the one which used to call itself a family company. Do you remember that was the strap line? And I was thinking, no, they're not a bloody family company. They're a big corporation.
So, yeah, they bought that, paid a lot for it. Mead Johnson had declining sales. So,
well, hang on a second. You're saying Mead Johnson.
Yeah.
Is that Johnson & Johnson?
It is actually related to the Johnson & Johnson.
But it's not the same.
Right. No, not the same company.
Correction. It was Johnson & Johnson is what calls itself a family company. Mm-hmm. Massive corporation that it is. Anyway, so they buy this other corporation.
And it, as I said, it had declining sales, so they thought Reckitt's would come in and turn it around. Whether they will or not, so far the signs are all right, but all of a sudden more doubts compounding. The latest thing that we've seen is a slowdown in the category growth. So if you compare these, like food companies would normally see about 0 to 2% growth in their category. Drinks companies would be about 2 to 4. For Reckitt's, they're in household hygiene, 2 to 4, and then in consumer health, which is 4 to 6. So
that's the sexy end.
Yeah. So normally they should be seeing market growth rate of 4, that's 2 this year.
And well, it's not bad over a period. I mean, if you take 10 years of 4% per annum, chunky, yeah.
If they can get it back to the 4.
Yeah.
At the moment, the categories are growing at 2 and people are wondering about it. And I would say if you look at their categories, if you take the food companies, you can always innovate at the edges and you get small, nimble companies coming in. For categories like sort of dishwasher detergents, air fresheners, Nurofen, Gaviscon, you know, you can't really innovate a lot about that. If you've got strong positions in those categories, I think they stand for you. So
make it 5 times faster or 6 times stronger or 3 times shinier.
Yeah, but you can't come out with several different flavors of it or in some way twist the product around to suit a local audience. It is what it is, and you can't really chip away at it, which you can do with cereals or cereal bars or drinks or these. Someone can always come in after you.
And what about this other thing of the own label? Is that a growing phenomenon, or is that? I mean, that does come and go.
Yeah.
What was that other company way back that? Was it McCarthy? Is that one of the ones it's a Mac something. It's a UK company that specialised in it. And they went gangbusters back 10, 15 years ago.
Yep.
And then it all went back to brands again.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you want in own brands, in these product categories, the actual science is actually important. You know, so the product has to do what it says.
You're a believer. That it does shine. So does, fairy liquid, does it last longer?
I would say not as long as it used to, anyway.
He says as he washes, yeah, as he washes the dishes.
As I do every day, yeah. So that's why I would say that the pressures on the category, I think, will be passing. So if you look at Reckitt's now, you've got it at a 5-year low in valuation terms against the market, against its sector, against any peer companies. It's roughly about a 20% discount to them and to its own long-term average. You're still getting 10% earnings growth, even with the difficulty in the sales line. And if we can see in the first quarter next year, Indian problems passing, cyber attack, the anniversary of that, so the year-on-year comparables become better, you'll begin back seeing a growth rate, maybe the sales line, 3, 4%, heading into the second half of next year.
I'm beginning to hear somebody who likes this stuff.
The market is looking at it and it's wondering about A, the growth in the category, and B, has Reckitt's lost its way? So they may wait to see the evidence of that it's turned around, which will be next February, will be the next update from the CEO.
Not far away.
No, but it's 4 months, and you know the patience of markets, Connell. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just thinking, is it a buy or a sell?
It's a buy, yeah, I would buy it at the moment.
And has it got a dividend?
It's about 2.5% thereabouts, so it's fine.
Does
okay.
Bottom.
Yeah, better than you're getting in the bank account.
Yeah.
And as I say, you have got a successful business with a very good track record that you're getting about 20% cheaper than it normally trades.
Okay. Well, I suppose if you buy the product, if you like the product, if it does what it says in the packet, why not buy the stock as well? Usual provisos or caveats. Do take professional advice. You can bring up good buddy, talk to Bernard Swords, he'll take your call. Or there's another young fella in studio with us today called Frank Murray, who will be joining us on the Sunday Business Show from now on, and he'll take your call as well. They're all professional. They spend hours looking at this kind of stuff, as you can hear the excitement in the voice about Reckitt's. Anyway, Bernard Swords, a good buddy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Colin.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.